This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the one, the only Alexa Bliss.
Hello.
How are you? Fresh off the Masked Singer elimination. How are you doing? Has it sunk in yet?
Oh, I'm doing great. And it was such a fun experience. I'm so sad it's over.
I mean, you know, how does this compare? Look, you know, WWE, you've won several championships. You're used to like a lot of adverse situations and performing in front of a ton of people. Like, how did this compare to being in the ring?
Oh my gosh, it's so different. I have been in WWE now for about 10 years. So for me, I found comfort in the ring. So it doesn't matter how big of an arena that we're in, whether it's 1,000 or 20,000 people, I find comfort because the ring is the same size every time. But on The Masked Singer, there's no ring and it's a live audience plus everyone that's watching at home. And it was very nerve-wracking, but it was so fun and I loved every second of it.
How about, you know, how did the costume, you know, how challenging was the costume and how difficult was this compared to, you know, some of the things you faced in the past?
So with the costume, you know, in WWE, I wear kind of next to nothing, but with the axolotl outfit, it was pretty restrictive. You know, you have the hat, the head, you have the tail, you have a harness that supports it all, plus about six layers of clothing. And so it was very different, but I was still able to move and groove in it. And it was a lot of fun.
Did you learn anything about yourself, like as a performer through this Masked Singer experience?
Oh yeah. I originally wanted to do The Masked Singer, one, because I thought it would be a fun opportunity, and two, because I have a terrible fear of singing in front of people. Now, I've gone to like karaoke places and had a little too much tequila and I've like rapped Eminem songs, but that's completely different. That's not like singing in front of people and having to look at people while they're watching you sing. So for me, it was to get over my anxiety and get over my fear and prove to myself that I can do it.
Have you started, like, people that follow your career really closely know that you can sing, but, you know, when you think of Alexa Bliss, you don't necessarily think of a singer. Like, is it too early still since the elimination in the morning? Like, have you started hearing from people and like, what do you think your friends and, you know, people that know you are going to say and your fans?
Well, what's funny is one of my best friends called me this morning. He FaceTimed me and he said, I didn't know it was you because of the clothes. I didn't know it was you because of the voice. He goes, I knew it was because you did that dumb dance move you always do. Because I get nervous and I always just do this like weird like hip thing. And I did it. And he was like, I recognized you from that. And so I don't really like to like look at Twitter comments or anything like that, especially with something like as vulnerable as singing. But from what my friends have told me, there hasn't been a lot of negative comments, which is good. And it was just so fun to step out of the box and do something different and learn how to use my voice.
And Jenny McCarthy, I mean, she knew.
I didn't know. So I wish everyone could see my face under the mask when she guessed me, because I was so shocked. My jaw dropped. I was like, first off, how does she even know who I am? I was so shocked. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, that's so cool that one, she like knows who I am and about my career. And then 2 seconds later, I was like, oh man, but she guessed me. It's like, I was so excited, but then I was like, ah, kind of takes away the mystique of it all. But she's been nailing it though. She's been guessing a lot of people.
I think Jenny is just, I don't know. This is her calling in life, regardless of everything else she's done in her career. She's so good at guessing, right?
Oh yeah. I wouldn't be able to guess anybody.
I know you grew up like, you know, in sports and you were a cheerleader in high school. Like, how did you decide to get into wrestling?
So after college, I did bodybuilding and I wanted to stay active because I had done college cheer and I was kind of over that. I was like, okay, I did my cheer thing. That's chapters closed. Cause once I kind of like move on to something, I close the book and do something completely different. So I went from cheerleading to bodybuilding. And once I got my pro card with that, it was the same kind of thing. Chapter closed. What's my next thing? And I wanted to stay active and everything. And my trainer at the time was like, hey, just so you know, I know you and your family watch WWE when you're younger, they're having tryouts. And I was like, really? He was like, yeah, they're doing like a casting call. I got an email about it or something like that. So I went on WWE.com and I scrolled down to the bottom and it says, do you want to be a WWE superstar? I said, yes, I do. So I clicked it and I sent in like a 1 minute video of me like trying to cut a promo and trying to act all big and bad, being like, this is why I want to be a WWE superstar. Didn't think anything would come of it. And that got me a tryout and tried out, made it, and have been with the company since I was 21.
Wow. I mean, your career has had so many like highs and lows and ins and outs. Like, is there something that sticks out as a high for you? Like just, I mean, you've won, you know, different championships. Like what do you consider one of the highs of your career?
I think definitely your first title win. I think nothing really tops that, because that's the first moment where you've realized that, you know, all your hard work pays off. And, you know, a lot of times it takes a lot of people years and years and years to win titles. And the fact that I was able to win one was just so awesome, because I never even saw myself as someone that would ever hold a title. And the fact that I was able to do that and my parents were there, it was like such a special moment. That's definitely one of my top career highs.
Nice. Well, speaking of the Masked Singer and singing, you know, now that the world knows you can sing, I mean, you know, you also do have a husband, Mr. Ryan Cabrera, who has been on this podcast twice, by the way.
He told me he's done this podcast. He's like, oh, you'll love it. I've done that podcast.
We love Ryan here. I mean, did he give you any advice for this whole experience?
Oh, yeah. So what was crazy was when I told him, I was like, hey, Ryan, I was like, so I'm going to do Masked Singer. And his face was, he was like, what? Because he had never heard me sing. No one's heard me sing, really. Like a couple things on Instagram, but that's like in the comfort of my own home, you know, on my own phone kind of a thing. And it's a 30-second clip. But so then he immediately got me in contact with Eric Vitro, who is an incredible world-renowned vocal coach. And even my first Zoom lesson with him, I was so embarrassed. I put on sunglasses and I like turned away from the camera and I turned my back to the camera. And I was like, and he was like, I can help you. I just need to hear what you can do. And I literally freaked out, put on sunglasses, turned around and sang a little bit. And then he started helping me become comfortable with my voice and learning my breathing. And then once I started actually rehearsing for Masked Singer, it was really funny too, because Amy Chapman, who's one of the vocal coaches there, she's incredible. She was telling me all these things. Like she goes, oh yeah. And like right here, you have your little vibrato and all this stuff. And I look at Ryan, cause I don't know what that means. And he's like, it's when your voice shakes and you like, and I was, so it was nice to have him kind of guide me through this world of music. And then once I started to get comfortable with, you know, finding my voice and singing a little bit, anytime I would be like, hey, babe, should we practice something? And he'd be like, immediately take a guitar off the wall. And he goes, all right, what do you want to do? And so he was very helpful, very patient with me. Very, very helpful throughout the whole thing. And I even got nervous and almost like I've started crying a little bit before the show because I was so nervous and like my anxiety started to hit. And he was like, "Hey, you faced your fear. You sang in front of me. You sang in front of the vocal coaches here. You sang in front of people. That's your fear. You faced it." And he's like, "You know, this is the fun part. This is the time for you to just go out and have fun." He's like, "You're not a singer. No one expects you to go out there and sound like Mariah Carey. So just go have fun." So I was like, "You know what? You're right. That's what I'm gonna do. Just go have fun, busted out a few kicks, a few dance moves, and had the best time."
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
So I had another great Vanderpump Rules party. Listen, we are all engrossed in the scandal, right? It's all we want to talk about here behind the velvet rope. And my parties have now become a regular thing, and it's great because last minute when I throw this all together, you don't think I planned this, even though it happens every week ahead of time. I order the pizzas and then I go to Drizzly for the alcohol. I'm a good host. You have to provide alcohol, right? Listen, Drizzly is amazing. It's the most convenient way to buy beer, wine, and spirits and have it delivered to your door in under 60 minutes. Are you as busy as I am? You don't have time to go to the alcohol store. You know, Drizzly is the number one app for alcohol delivery. And it's not just that the alcohol comes so quickly. They have every type of alcohol you pretty much want, such a wide variety of a selection. And I love that they basically are economical. They shop across multiple stores to compare prices, and they really find the best deals on what you're looking for. Vodka, tequila, after dinners, wine, champagne, everything you could imagine. So the next time you're having people over or maybe having a nightcap by yourself, download the Drizzly app or go to drizzly.com. That's Drizly.com, the number one app for alcohol delivery. This work year has been more stressful so far than any year I've had in a really long time, all because of this podcast. And you guys know I'm a workaholic and I have such a hard time taking my mind off of work. But one thing that really has helped me is the mobile game Love and Pies. Now, I am not a gamer. I mean, you think of me, you don't think of a gamer, right? But it's not just that this game takes my mind off of work. It's that Love and Pies is related to our reality TV that we talk about here every day. There's more drama in this game and more intrigue than the shows that we watch. There's a woman named Amelia Green. You kind of play as her. She's a single mom. She moved to the countryside after a rough divorce. She discovers all these dark family secrets. Amelia's mom is missing. And the more you play, the more I play, I get sucked in and I just want to keep advancing. But don't take my word for it. More than 4.5 million people downloaded this game in the first year. And just in case you're wondering, it's free to download. So for a tasty mix of love and drama, download Love and Pies for free today. That's Love and Pies, free to download in the App Store or Google Play. I've had Eric on here too. Eric is one of the best vocal coaches there is. See, Eric, Ryan, Amy.
Incredible.
No wonder why you had such a great run here, you know? What about, you know, I know you and Ryan just kind of, you know, your 1 year anniversary just passed like pretty recently. Like, you know, they say, you know, no matter how well you know someone, it feels different once you're married. Like, what has the first year of marriage been like for you guys?
It's been incredible. We always talk about now. Before it was, you know, we were excited to, when we got engaged, we're like, oh, we're excited to get married, like all this stuff. But marriage has been so great and so fun that now we're starting to do that thing where he'll tell me stories of like trips he went on in the past and like in his early 20s. And he goes, oh man, I wish we were together then because you would have had so much fun there too. And like now we think of like things that we wish we would have done together. And now we're like, we'll do that next year for our anniversary. It'll be great. So now we're planning, you know, it's just been the best. It's married life's the best.
Just add all those things to the list, right?
Yeah.
What about, you know, listen, we've had like, you know, total Bellas and we've had like Ms. and Mrs., you know, Ryan himself, we, you know, the Hills, he's no stranger to reality TV. Would you guys, you know, there's like wrestling and reality TV. There is some correlation here. Would you guys ever do a reality TV show just based on your lives and married life?
Oh yeah. If someone actually pulled the curtain on our real lives, I mean, because you got to remember, like when I'm not on the road with WWE, I'm on the road with him because we're both traveling. We both travel for work. And so we have to balance that. Plus we have a house in LA. We have a house in Orlando. We have four dogs. We have my Aunt Kim that lives with us in Orlando and she's a hoot. And just there's so many and all of Ryan's friends and all of his like eclectic group and my friends and my eclectic group. And it's really a circus that if anyone really just took the time to peek, it would probably be the most entertaining thing on TV for years because I still get thoroughly entertained by our life because it's just so, it's so crazy. Like there's these things that always happen to us. We're like, what?
Listen, dogs and aunt, two locations, traveling, wrestling, music. And I mean, listen, you're in the Fox network now. So, you know, let someone make it happen, right? What about, you know, this is a singing competition that I sing, like besides Ryan Cabrera songs, like what music do you like? Like when you're just jamming out, like who are your favorites?
So I have not, so I really took to heart. So my favorite band is Bowling for Soup, right? I've loved them forever. They actually did a song about me, which was so cool. The coolest thing to like ever happen. And I am the epitome of the song 1985 because my music taste is still stuck in 2005. It has not progressed. My phone is just full of 90s, 2000s music. And that's, I don't know. I've never veered from that. I love like the pop punk. Ryan's been doing a lot of he did the Emo's Not Dead cruise, which was the best thing for me because there's all these bands that I listened to growing up and it was so fun. And I love pop punk. I love boy bands still to this day. They're my jam. And yeah, and like a good little, I like country music too. I do like country music. I just don't like the sound of a banjo though. For some reason, the sound of a banjo really upsets me. And I don't know why.
It's all about the 90s music for me too. Little 80s, but mostly 90s. Some 2000s. What about, you know, what if Ryan came to you, you know, next season and said, hey, guess what? Maybe I want to do the Masked Singer. What advice would you give him or any of your other wrestling or celebrity friends that might want to do the show?
I would say 100% do it because I was so nervous about doing the show until Chris Kirkpatrick was talking to me about how he did the show. He didn't know I was doing it yet. And he was talking about how great of an experience it was and how fun. And he turns to me and he goes, you should totally do the show. And I was like, that's not my thing. But I knew that I was going to be on it. So I would kind of be that same way. I would just be like, talk about how great of experience it was and how fun it was. And I know Ryan would have the best time doing it because he just loves performing in general. And he's crazy in his own like performance ways and doesn't care and just is so himself. And it's so fun. But yeah, I would tell anyone that is thinking about doing it 100%, at least audition for it. Like, it's so cool. It's so fun.
Does anyone stick out from the WWE that you think would be at the top of your list for people to do this?
I'd say Braun Strowman. Yeah.
That could be interesting, right?
Yeah. Because I know he likes doing karaoke.
I love it. What about, you know, I know you made headlines recently where, you know, people were assuming you were on a hiatus from the WWE and you clarified that you weren't on hiatus and, you know, please call me or call me. I mean, have you heard from the WWE since this all went down a few weeks ago?
Oh, yeah. No. So it's funny how you take time to do one thing and everyone thinks you just left. It's like, guys, calm down. Like, it was more of like, it wasn't like a, they know where to find me. It's like, guys, they know where to find me. Like, they know I'm doing the Masked Singer. Like, calm down. Like, it's just so funny how people just jump to conclusions on everything. And it's just got to let things play out sometimes. You just got to see what's going on. Because there's always something going on, especially in WWE. You always have to expect the unexpected.
Expect the unexpected, right. It's not like you've been away for like 30 years and like, where are you? I mean, God.
It's like 3.5 weeks.
You're doing the Masked Singer. I mean, come on. I mean, can we expect you back in the, you know, on soon, you know, and anything going on that you want to tell us about?
I would assume so. I've been working up a little something. So we'll see, you know, we have WrestleMania coming up. So who knows what's going to happen?
I love it. What about, you know, music? Like, does being on The Masked Singer, has this inspired you? You know, are you going to be doing more karaoke, maybe go into the studio, record a track or two?
So what's funny is now me and Ryan just sit at the house sometimes and just make fun little videos where he sings and, or where I'm singing, he's playing guitar, or we sing together. And I'll probably end up posting those at some point because it's just so fun. And it was something that was so great because Ryan and I have never really had something creatively that we could do together, because he's, I don't know if he knows, but he's an amazing painter, can play instruments, sing, all the creative things. So I can't draw a stick figure. I played the violin for 4 days. I am not a creative type in that aspect. So to have something that we could bond with creatively has just been so fun and so just great for our relationship. And so we've been making just like these little videos and stuff, and I'll eventually probably scatter them out into the world at some point, but it's definitely inspired us to, you know, spend more time doing things together creatively. And it's been a lot of fun.
Well, I say share them with everyone on your social media. I mean, it has been really fun watching you. And, you know, it was only Jenny really who guessed you. So you kind of fooled a lot of people. I had no idea it was you. So if that makes you feel any better. And
thank you.
It was great. I'm glad you had a great experience. And, you know, we all got to see a different side of you. So I really appreciate your time. Congratulations on this. And say hi to Ryan as well.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.